Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, April 28th, 2014. And in today's podcast, we're discussing the rights of man and whether or not the beasts have rights or whether rights are confined to human beings. Also, who has standing to bring a lawsuit before the state courts of this nation? Can animals bring a lawsuit? Do animals have standing? These are our questions today. This comes from a case reported on the cover of the New York Times magazine yesterday, the Sunday edition, entitled, quote, "The Rights of Man and Beast," written by a reporter named Charles Siebert. A lawyer named Stephen Wise is arguing for the legal personhood of chimps and other animals. And no one is laughing at him, Mr. Siebert points out. No one is laughing him out of the courtroom. Stephen Wise was looking for a chimp to use as a plaintiff in a case he wanted to file in New York State Court. And he found one named Tommy, a chimp whose original owner had died. Tommy was a member of a troupe of performing circus chimps, and he now lives in a rather small steel and concrete cage, occasionally being turned out to a small area that his new owner refers to as the jungle. Mr. Wise works with a team of lawyers within an organization called the Non-Human Rights Project. The group seeks to file suit on behalf of other members of the great ape family, i.e. bonobos, orangutans, and gorillas, as well as dolphins, orcas, belugas, elephants, and African gray parrots, all beings with higher cognitive ability. But chimps were chosen to be the first plaintiffs to win their freedom in court. Tommy the chimp then became the first non-human primate to ever sue a human captor in an attempt to gain his own freedom. Today, there are over 100 programs in American law schools teaching the field of animal law. The lawsuit seeks to have Tommy recognized as an individual with full capacity to bring suit in his own right. In other words, one who has standing. Standing is the legal requirement that a plaintiff personally speak to the injury that the defendant has allegedly done to him and show the injury can be redressed by the court. If the plaintiff is human, he must prove the harm done to the animal somehow injured him. The animal standing problem is really a problem of legal personhood. Because animals are not legal persons. They do not have the capacity to sue. In other words, they do not have standing in court. Mr. Wise then seeks to break down the wall that divides humans and non-humans. A legal person is not synonymous with a human being, he says. He argues that a legal person is an entity that the legal system considers important enough so that it is visible and has interest in certain kinds of rights. Well, I can tell you something that courts do not consider legal persons, something that is invisible, that is unimportant, that has no rights, and that is unborn children. Unborn children have had the virtually universal right not to be summarily executed that existed up until 1973. But then the case of Roe v. Wade that we're all so familiar with, a woman's right to privacy, ended the unborn children and their legal personhood. The court said that if the unborn were legal persons, then Roe v. Wade would be unconstitutional, but they are not legal persons. Since they are not legal persons, they can be slaughtered by dismemberment, poisoning, etc., without any legal consequences to the one who kills the person, or non-person, if you will. But I digress. Let's go back to Tommy for a while. Mr. Wise argues that individuals that are unable to sustain themselves, such as people who have lost their brain function and therefore are non-autonomous, should not be given the status of legal personhood ahead of beings like Tommy. He argues for Tommy's being able to be autonomous. Well, Mr. Wise selected an organization called Legal Working Group to forum shop for him. That's just a legal term that means looking for a favorable court as preordained to your views as possible. Then find a suitable plaintiff to bring suit in the suitable court. That is the opposite of the way it's supposed to be done, which is having a plaintiff bring the case in the jurisdiction where the plaintiff lives. Many people have told Mr. Wise, have pointed out to him that he has other remedies, the animal cruelty statutes, for example, but he rejects that argument in favor of his efforts to reorder our society. Mr. Wise has critics, including one Richard Epstein, a New York University law professor, who says Mr. Wise's approach would lead to abolishing agriculture and other forms of food production. He says making animals into, quote, sort of human beings is crazy. Well, Mr. Wise brought his case under the New York habeas corpus statute, which is just a Latin term meaning release the body. The lower court dismissed his petition and refused to sign his habeas petition for Tommy. But he has appealed and said he knows it will take 25 years to completely reorder our society, having animals declared legal persons. There is no mention of God in any of this, folks. A mistake, in my opinion, because I have read Genesis. The Creator should be mentioned, I think. At least that's the way I see it. Monday, April 28, 2014. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.